Back at White Auditorium, Emporia High falls 58-48 to Andover. And this one's going to sting for all those returners that are juniors next year.
Yeah, you know, this is something that, you know, they will definitely look to build off of next year, you know, in both programs. You know, tonight, you know, there's, you know, some things that Coach Dorsey talked about all year and, you know, executing and taking care of the ball. And, you know, tonight they had a few issues with that. And we said it earlier, you can't do that against good teams. And tonight we saw why.
Well, this one hurts because the Lady Spartans were playing for Allie Hess.
Yep.
A lot of emotions. They make it to White Auditorium. They had Allie's celebration of life here two nights ago. And the Spartan faithful came out and supported. And for the second consecutive year, the Emporia High Lady Spartans are out in the first round.
I mean, you know, once you get into the postseason especially, the better you have to play. And, you know, we just kind of saw it tonight. You know, there were a few mistakes made and, you know, some very uncharacteristic things from the Spartans. You know, the turning the ball over is not something that, you know, that's something that we usually see from the other side. And only 1-3 made tonight from the Spartans.
And that's big. That's big.
That's, you know, that's something that we've never seen. So, you know, a few things that, you know, they did differently and, you know, they just didn't work out in their favor tonight.
Well, we will get the numbers here shortly, and we will break those down. But again, Darian, we brought it up. Turnovers down the stretch, missed free throws. Rebecca had a chance to tie the game at 44. And since that, Darian, because I remember that, it was 44-43. Andover finishes on a 15-5 run.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you talk about execution there in the last parts of the game. You know, those, you know, a lot of those points there at the end were free throws. Like you said, it was 44-43. We have three or four back-to-back-to-back turnovers, and with the game on the line, you know, the Spartans were in it all the way to the very end. You know, and execution at the end of the game just came to bite them in the behind.
Andover improves to 21-2 on the season, winners of 10 straight now. And they will get back into the state semifinals. And Hannah Alexander, she coached at Topeka High, like I mentioned, in the starting lineups. Runner-up at Topeka High 2019 and 2021. So she knows how to get a team to the state championship game. And right now, at the bottom half of this bracket in 5A, it's the 2 versus the 3, and then the 4 versus the 8. And Darian, both teams that made the Glacier's Edge Tournament championship game, gone after day number 1.
Wow.
2, please, Matt.
And that's saying a lot. You know, we were talking about it earlier, you know, wanting to see some of these, you know, good teams, and, you know, come playoff time, you know, they are starting to exit very early.
Well, let's go over the numbers. We have the final box, and they are brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. For Andover, 20. I had 26 for Brooke Walker, 9 from Emil Vance. Also, Evans had 7. Lena Shetler had, well, I'm going with what I have individually. 26 for Brooke Walker, 9 from Shetler, 9 from Vance, 7 from Evans, 4 from Christensen, 3 from Dushenberry. For Emporia High, 18 from Rebecca Snyder. And then after that, Addie Kermer with 9, 7 from Ryan Peak, 6 from A.J. Shively, 4 each from Seda Pearson and Lexi DeWitt, 2 from Emil Bennett. And that was all the scoring. The team numbers. Andover goes 19 of 43 from the field. That is 44%. Darian, they were 6 of 18 from beyond the arc. That's 33%. And Darian, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. That's 88%. They went 11 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, sounds about right.
29 rebounds for Andover, and they commit 9 turnovers. For Emporia High, they were 20 of 45 from the field. That's 44%. 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. 25%. And Darien, 9 of 15 from the free throw line. And if you look at the first half box, 7 of 9. So you take 9 of 15, 2 of 6 in the second half at the charity stripe. And they had 25 rebounds. They were out-rebounding Andover in the first half. And they commit 11 turnovers. Those were your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. And Darien, it's going to be a while before we get to talk to Carolyn Dorsey, as things are frustrating in that locker room. Not that far.
Yeah, and you know, it's a tough way to go out, but you know, I guarantee you, Dylan, the box score from the state championship, whoever wins, they will commit less than 5 turnovers. They will shoot 80% from the free throw line. Like, you know, they just didn't do the things that, you know, if you want to win state, you know, they just didn't get it done tonight.
I'm going to give you one word who's probably going to win this state tournament: Aquinas. They have won 6 straight in 5A, and they beat up on Highland Park.
Are they that good?
Yes. And they lost 2 Division I players, including Beatrice Colleton, who was an all Big 12 freshman team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. At Oklahoma.
Yeah. That's where she came from, Kansas?
Yep.
You know there's a bunch of St. Thomas Aquinas's out there.
Yeah.
I just assumed that she was from one of those.
Yeah, she's from the Kansas City area.
So they have a rich program out there. That's definitely going to be – they'll definitely be tough to beat.
Well, as the Andover faithful are enjoying this one and going to be enjoying a trip down the turnpike – back home, and then come back and support their boys who knocked out Emporia High, and that one was not easy for the Emporia High boys. You saw that.
Yeah, it was not.
You knew what they had.
And, you know, very similar to how the games went. You know, both were able to keep it close. You know, they made runs. They brought it back close, but Andover was just able to stay ahead, and, you know, they were able to just make a few more plays at the end of the game, really, is what it came down to. I mean, the game was close all the way down to the end, but, you know, the last few minutes is when it really counts.
Well, and like I mentioned, Andover, their best finish at state was in 95 and 96, making their 10th appearance, and they are heading back to the state semifinals for the third time. First time since 1996.
Yeah, and they're going to have some work to do to.
And they get
they
a dangerous
win.
Bishop Carroll team, yeah, who got revenge on Andover Central.
And they looked good out there.
They did. I'll tell you what, we're going to be here a while because I know Carolyn Dorsey's going to take sweet time because they're losing 3 seniors. And I guess let's kind of talk about that, and then we'll pick our play of the game and our player of the game as well. So, look who Emporia High loses. Ariana Hamilton. You lose Delaney Adams, who still did not get to score in her senior season. And the valuable Rebecca Snyder.
Yeah, and Rebecca's definitely a big one there, as well as Ariana. But, you know, I think that when you look at who she's bringing back in, you know, Pete, Kermer, Bennett, and DeWitt, you know, you have your core. And, you know, Alexa, Shively as well. You know, you have your core, you have a core starting five and a lot of players who's been able to get some time throughout the season. So, and like you said earlier, this is going to leave a bitter taste in their mouth. They're definitely going to work hard over the offseason.
Four starters back for next year, which will be Addie Kermer, Emil Bennett, Lexi DeWitt, and Alexa Shively. Also returning, Ryan Peak, Zeta Pearson. That was about the key rotation. And then you look at who else Emporia High has back, Tegan Baker, who got injured on this floor against Spring Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Addison Gutierrez will return as well as a senior. And another piece that didn't even take the floor this year, Kyla Herfkins. She got injured during volleyball, has been recovering all off season or all season, got to be on the bench and be with her basketball team. And then you look at who else they have. Taylor Cunningham could be a key reserve. Lauren Williams came off the bench when it was a game that was out of hand, and Demia Zapata as well, that also played minutes for Emporia High this season.
Yeah, they have a lot of pieces and, you know, a lot of girls who've been in the program for a couple of years, and that's going to definitely come into play next year when you talk about, you know, getting your underclassmen coached up and, you know, making another run for a state title.
And the team is back out, and Carolyn Dorsey is across the way. Well, and she was walking over this way. I'll tell you what. Let's take a 1 minute break. When we come back, we'll visit with Carolyn Dorsey. 58-48, Andover wins it over Emporia High. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way. With pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at White Auditorium, Emporia High falls 58-48. Joined now by Bill Neinstead is coming to talk to Coach Dorsey, and Coach Neinstead got to coach Carolyn in her high school career, and Carolyn got to be on staff with Niner for quite a few years and got to replace Niner as well. And now we got Coach Dorsey, and Coach, oh man, he pulled within one, and Rebecca missed a free throw, 44-43. Got a little sloppy with the basketball, turnovers, couldn't make anything. Just a disappointing way to end this one.
I'm looking at the stats here, and I'm not sure how we did. We outscored them in the paint. We outscored them on second-chance points. You know, they outscored us off turnovers of hair. We outscored them on the bench. Man, that's tough. Obviously it's tough. They're better than I thought they were, and not in a bad way. Just, again, no disrespect to them. That Walker girl was tougher than I thought she would. Their kids around her hit some shots. They shot the ball well. We closed it quite a bit a lot of times, and we just couldn't get over the hump. And
well, the Walker girl ended up having 26 on the night on my count. I know it has 24 on the box. Actually, the box score says 58-50 when the game was a 10-point game. But, you know, your kids did not give up, especially when they got down 24-13 and then closed the first half on a good run to pull within two.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we talk about this a lot. We listen to, you know, we're sports junkies. we don't celebrate the fact they didn't give up because they're not supposed to. You know, that's I wouldn't have it any other way. If you're going to give up, you don't deserve to be playing. You know, so that is, you know, I think maybe unfortunately the way maybe more sports are now than it used to be. I don't know, but we don't expect them to give up. They don't quit. You know, that's something we've been teaching them for a long time, and that's how you never quit. You know, they're never supposed to quit. So I'm not surprised there. I wish we hadn't had to dig ourselves out multiple times, but, you know, they're a good basketball team, and it wasn't, like I said, for lack of effort. It wasn't for any other reason than, man, you know, they got a D1 kid. They got another girl that's probably D1, D2. You know, and we have our group, and I'd take my group every time over again, because the qualities that they have are things that I think are lost on a lot now. They're loyal. You know, this group has been so loyal. And as a coach, you know, those are things you can't ask for. You know, you don't see that a lot sometimes. Oh, they get upset about playing time or, you know, whatever. Oh, I'm not really that. But this group has been invested. They've been bought in. They support me. They support our program. They support the big picture. They've been out at the elementary schools. They coach little kids. They do everything that is supposed to way the world is supposed to look. They're good students. You know, like I said, I can't fault them for one last minute. So no, I'm not surprised by their effort tonight. They competed, you know, and unfortunately they hit a couple more shots than us.
Yeah, and you guys were only held to 1-3 on the night, which was a huge one by Addie Kermer. But again, you just couldn't shoot from the perimeter.
Yeah, you know, that's hard. And there's D1 kids out there, and they got a hand in your face. I'd say it's a tall task at times. I mean, we always hear, oh, you shot it well against Junction City. Well, yeah, they don't guard you. It's a lot easier to shoot when people don't guard you. When you're going at the state tournament and you got D1 kids in your face, it's tougher, you know, and it is what it is. You know, obviously we didn't shoot it well from the outside. We only had 4 attempts, and we didn't need to shoot it well from the outside. We were able to attack, and you know, that was our objective, and we had some really good takes. They had great attacks at the rim. Like I said, unfortunately, they did shoot it well from the outside, you know, and they shot the heck out of the ball. And again, that's the nature of the game a lot of times. But, you know, again, we didn't, you know what I mean? We didn't shoot it well, I guess. But as I'm looking at the stats, you know, we missed some things. We had some missed opportunity inside. And that's not just from our big. That's from, you know, every kid in the paint at times short-armed it or, it, you know, rimmed out, and unfortunately at the state tournament you got to have those. And again, that's I can't, like I said, I can't take it back. You know, they're hurting. What I've seen them do these past couple weeks in the nature of a tragedy, man, I think they restored life to a lot of people. I think they gave people something to help process and move forward, and I don't know that I could do what they did. And I'd like to say I'm pretty darn tough, and I know I am. But at 16, could I have come out here and performed like they have for the last 2 to 3 weeks? I don't know. But I know they did. And, man, the crowd tonight was rocking. The students were great. The fans are awesome. I don't know that I've seen white this crowded again in a while. And I told the girls again, you did that. You know, you guys did that. You gave people a reason to be excited and needed it. And you know, sometimes that's the bigger picture, and unfortunately our story got ended sooner than I thought it would.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you, I got a couple more for you.
Go for it.
Well, let's talk about your seniors real quick.
Absolutely.
Three good ones. You know, Delaney really didn't get to play much. She appeared in 8 games. Hamilton was a key contributor off the bench, and the one that help you get to this point was Rebecca Snyder.
Yeah. You know, we joked about those guys in the locker room. And, you know, as a senior, I've never was in this role, so I can't really attest to it. But I can imagine it's difficult to be the 5 months is a long time in a season. And, you know, for them to come in, and I didn't know what that would look like, and I didn't know how they could contribute. And for them to come in and be able to do what they did, man, Delaney made us better every day and as a practice squad kid. And no, she didn't get to play really, and I'm sure that's difficult, and I think she handled it with grace and dignity. And as far as I know, she was a good teammate, and she was a leader for us, and she helped us get better down the stretch. And She did everything we asked her to do. She got to be Walker. She got to be Kiki. She got to be, I don't even know who else she was, but she's been everybody for us, and she made us better. And that's a role that people probably don't understand, and that's probably hard to do. And my hat goes off to her. She's been loyal and handled it well. Again, that's not easy to set the bench when you know you're not going to play. A lot of kids will quit. That's not for me. You know, she doesn't. Hamilton, that kid has the best smile I've probably ever seen in my life. Again, I didn't know how she would help us this year. I didn't know where she fit. We lost 8 seniors. We lost a lot of holes, and these were questions nobody knew the answer to, and I didn't know where she fit in. She has far exceeded my expectations. She plays her role. She does what she's supposed to do on and off. She comes in, whether it's 20 seconds, 2 minutes, you know, she's helped us. And, man, she's their excitement. She's their hype man. She's their enthusiasm. She's a good leader, and she's going to get people to follow her in life because she's just got the energy for it and the smile for it. And again, she's loyal, you know, to the extent where I'm like, dial it back, Ham, at times, because I think she'd go to war for a lot for you if you're on her side. And so that's cool to see too. And man, Beck, man, what a year. Becca got to play her freshman year in some unforeseen circumstances. And she was a train wreck. I think probably averaged 3 to 4 travels a game. Holy cow. You know, if I had I didn't expect to see this girl her freshman, sophomore year. And she has bloomed. And she's probably one of the best bigs we've had in my 10-year stretch. I'm not going to lie to you. And if anybody would challenge that, man, look at the numbers. Look how many passes she disrupts. Look how many rebounds she keeps alive. I mean, she averaged a double-double for us in the Centennial League, getting double, tripled, and girls hanging on her arms while she's trying to shoot. So she's had a heck of a year. You know, again, those are 3 kids that have really bought into the role and helped us. And, you know, the fortunate thing for us is there's a lot of kids in that locker room coming back. The unfortunate is for those seniors, it's not them, you know. And we have some big gaps to fill. We do every year, but we'll find a way to get it done. And that's, again, they're resilient, and that's the nature of the game.
Well, I want to bring up what you got back.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to have 4 returning starters.
Yep.
With Addie Kermer, Mill Bennett, Lexi DeWitt, A.J. Shively, and then off the bench, Ryan Peake, and then Zeta Pearson. And then also, you look at who else was not playing
right
as much with your injuries.
Yep.
With Kyla Herfkins, who was out for the year.
Tegan Baker
and Addison Gutierrez.
Yeah.
And those two, you know, played really good reserve minutes for you guys in that 10-game winning streak to start the season.
We've built depth, Dylan. This group can play. They've done everything I've offered since second grade. And they've done it everything. I can't think of something I haven't seen them doing. And so I'm not surprised. And that's what I told the girls, 18-4, losing 3. I mean, even Ryan was gone for a while. 3 to 4 key contributors. They're 18-4. Can you imagine? You know, and unfortunately, like I said, you can't imagine. But we have a lot coming back. You know, I don't know. We'll see. But they're gonna be a talented group. And I think that's exciting. And I think that's cool to see. And I think anybody in the Emporia community should look at this and look at what they've done and look at what we've done with our program and say, how do you not support this? How do you not get on board with this? With the gym rocking and the students having like so much fun, and that's culture. That's the big picture. And these girls did it. And again, there was other kids before them that laid the pavement for it, and these girls kept building. And yeah, you know, like I said, they'll have a successful year again. You know, I don't know what it'll look like. It's hard to envision, but they have not a lot to hang their heads about, for sure. Back-to-back state tournaments. Again, last time that was done was in 2003. Again, I'd say that that's – or 2009, right? Or 2003, wasn't it? 2003?
Let me look at my notes, Coach. First time back-to-back since – 93 and 94.
2003 to 2004.
Oh, okay.
It was my senior year. And then Chelsea Barnett's her senior year.
Okay.
But like I said, that's nothing to hang their heads about. So I'm excited for their future. like I said, it should be good.
Well, Coach, you know I've appreciated every conversation we've had. Yep. Coach's Corner, post-game interviews, pre-game interviews. You know how much, you know, the first main conversation we had was right after Thanksgiving on Saturday morning sports talk. We kind of joked about how I was back, and I was glad to be working with you all year.
Yep.
And you know, we go a long way back, and I'm proud of the way that I got to work with you again this year, and I'm looking forward to more conversation with you, and you guys made this first year of me being back and being the voice of the Spartans, it's a fun ride.
We appreciate it. The girls deserve the coverage. We appreciate everything you've done, and you know, there's always one more year in there.
Well, Coach, going to let you go.
Appreciate
congratulations it. On a great season, and we will talk to you probably again on Saturday morning.
Yep, I'll be there.
All righty, that is Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey. Join us here in postgame as Emporia High falls 58-48 over Andover. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will pick our player of the game and our play of the game next. 58-48 Andover over Emporia High. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back at Wide Auditorium, Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you. It's time now for our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th here in Emporia. Darian, you got to give me some. You got something?
I would have to go with the 1-3 that was made.
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll go with Addie Kermer's 3 that happened in the second quarter. That is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th here in Emporia. And it's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. We will pick our player of the game next. 58-48 Andover over Emporia High. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Look out for the vision of you and your family by scheduling an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. 25% of school-aged children have an undiagnosed vision problem which can interfere with learning. People over the age of 40 are at a greater risk of eye diseases like glaucoma and cataracts. Increased digital device use can also cause dry eye and vision strain. Look out for the people you care about. Schedule an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at 620-342-6282.
And our Toso Family Eye Care player of the game, I'd like to give it to the seniors, but all three of them did not play tonight.
I mean, based on tonight and how the season, and I mean, obviously I know it's mostly tonight, but I would have to go with Rebecca Snyder.
I mean, that's pretty obvious, and that's who I want to go with tonight.
I thought she did a great job tonight.
She did.
And one of the things that we talked about earlier this season is when she got size mismatches, or not mismatches, when she had to play against other girls with size, you know, we kind of noticed that we felt like she wasn't as aggressive. And after the break, every big that she got, we saw her going right at her, including tonight. So I'm definitely have to go with Rebecca Snyder.
Rebecca Snyder is our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's take our final break, and we'll have final comments next. 58-48 Andover wins it over Emporia High. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners.
This has been the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial and Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
And back one final time here from White Auditorium as the season ends for the Emporia High Lady Spartans as they fall to Andover 58-48. Well, we really don't have that much to preview. The season is over at 18-4 for the Lady Spartans. And Andover moves on, winners of 10 straight now. They are 21-2. They'll be taking on Bishop Carroll at 6 p.m. on Friday night here at White Auditorium. And in the other semifinal, it'll be St. James Academy, who upset Seaman this afternoon big time. And St. Thomas Aquinas, who has won 6 straight in 5A.
Got some good games left.
Yep, there are some good games and a good boys field as well that starts tomorrow. Highland Park is the one seed, and they get Baser Linwood and Andover and Mays South in the 4-5 matchup at 4. The 2-7, I know Pittsburgh and Hutchinson is the 3-6 matchup. And Cape and Mount Carmel, and who's that 7th seed? I'm trying to remember at the top of my head, but I have to bring out the Blue Valley Southwest. They are the 7th. So those are the matchups tomorrow in the boys. Don't forget, we will have continuing coverage of the Opie Eagles and the Lebo Wolves. They will play tomorrow. The Lebo boys play Beloit St. John's in the 3-6 game. That is at an 8 o'clock tip. That's the 7:40 pregame on Mix 104.9. And then the Opie boys are the one seed out in Dodge City. They will take on Centralia. That is a 2 o'clock game, 1:40 pregame on Country 101.7 FM. So that's all the state coverage we'll have left. We'll have the Lebo girls on Friday night at 6, and then we'll see how things kind of play out there, depending on tomorrow's outcome. So, Darian, let's get some final comments. This is our final broadcast of the year.
Well, it's been a fun one, that is for sure. I have got to see some really, really good games, and, you know, it's been a great experience to start the year out, Dylan, and, you know, looking forward to next seasons now.
Well, I believe September 1st will be the next time we take air on a broadcast, and it'll be at Welch Stadium, Emporia High in Pittsburgh on the football field. And our first game together was a game-winning field goal by Alex Alaming. And
that was a wild first game of the season.
That was wild, and then just things kind of went south, and then the playoff draw with Highland Park, and then going to Blue Valley Southwest and being in that game, and then end up losing that one. And then we turned our attention to basketball. Lee Baldwin, first year. Carolyn Dorsey, didn't know what to expect with three seniors and graduating eight seniors off a team that made it to the state tournament last year. And Lee Baldwin's bunch, that was a fun group to watch, and their season ends at 15-6 from sub-state, but still, they finished second. Both these teams that we covered all year long finished second in the Centennial League behind, guess who? Washburn Rural.
Well, you know, definitely something for them to build off of, and, you know, we talked about it after the game on Saturday. You know, the boys are going to be returning some juniors too as well. Yeah. So both these teams are going to be looking to turn it up next year for sure.
Well, it will be hopefully September 1 comes by fast, but we got a little ways to go. So I know I will be covering the spring sports at Emporia High, and just want to mention this. Tomorrow night, the Emporia High girls soccer team is having a Gatorade scrimmage out at Emporia High, and that's at 7 o'clock, and I'm probably going to be out there and seeing the soccer team. So be encouraged to go to that. So that's kind of the next thing on their mind. I know Emil Bennett is a soccer player, so she'll be talked to a little bit more. So, but a fun football and basketball season. Darian, it's been great working with you in your first year and my first year back here in Emporia. And a lot of memories here in year number one. And yeah, we go to number two starting in September.
Feels like I just started.
All right. And I got to give a special thanks to, you know, everyone that kind of gave me this opportunity. I gotta thank the boss, Ron Thomas, for taking a shot on me. And gotta thank Greg Ray and Steve Souther, Aaron Harder. Gotta thank everybody that's put me in this position, and just gotta thank everyone that works with us at the radio station. And you know, it's a lot of work, but we get to have fun at times, and this is something I didn't expect as the first year of me covering the Spartans was another state tournament for the Lady Spartans. So
yeah, definitely something special, you know, your homecoming for sure, getting to see everything kind of coming together over the years. So definitely fun for me to watch, and you know, I've appreciated everything the Emporia community has definitely taking me in as their own. So
yeah,
well, I definitely appreciate it all.
I need to thank a couple of our board ops from the year. Daniel Courtwright, who started with us in December. Daniel's been running the board for us, and he's now a full-timer for us, a salesperson, and gets to do some of the board stuff for us. So I want to thank Daniel for that. Got to thank Connie and Iris. Connie did a lot for us during the basketball season. Iris was a wrestler, so Iris really didn't do any games for us. So, I mean, those were the main two throughout the year, so got to thank those guys as well. So let's close up shop. And, Darian, it's been a pleasure, and let's do it again back in September. So the final score from Y Auditorium, the Emporia High Lady Spartans fall 58-48 to Andover. For our studio coordinator, Daniel Courtwright, and for my broadcast partner, Darian Harris, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Basketball all season long here on KVOE. And we will talk to you again soon, and bidding you a good evening from White Auditorium here in Emporia. This has been Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.